nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Leaving, we're
continuing where we left off last week. That was the last track that I played last week, and it's the first track that I'm going to play for you this week. Orange Juice and What Presence on this second episode of Cosmic Overdrive, number 115, and it's the second episode of the C86 Generation Special. Lots of English 3 minute perfect noisy pop songs, and this was well, not really one of them, but I consider Orange Juice to be one of those bands that's of that generation, even though they started out a little earlier. They started a bit earlier, early 80s, 80, 81, on the Postcard label from Scotland. And this is a track from their third album, which is from, I think, 1984. And it's a bit more mature sound, but still it's a perfect pop single, and it's a great track for this sweltering hot day here in the 666 lounge in Amsterdam. The temperature went up about 5 degrees as soon as I turned all the mixers and the record players and the tape decks on for the show tonight, because well, we have a lot of stuff to play from vinyl, flexi discs, and even original cassette tape material. So the Nakamichi is on standby here. But first, I'm going to play you some more vinyl. And this is also stuff that came from the north of the UK. I have to say, this is sensitive material here, because these guys came from Northern Ireland. And this was the follow-up of the what was once the Undertones. The Undertones split up. Fergal Sharkey went solo, and the rest of the band more or less reinvented themselves, and they called themselves Death Petrol Emotion. They got an American singer in, and it's another we're going to hear more examples of that tonight. Another band that started out really, really promising and then sort of went more commercial in the end, and well, it didn't really work, although their first material is really, really great. This is from the Manic Pop Thrill album from 1986. This track is called Can't Stop.
I'm
they are over before you know it, these 2 minute tracks. You heard the primitives, we're gonna play the primitives later, the shop assistants, they all these band names that all sound the same. This is the shop assistants in Switzerland, and if you were wondering what those sounds were in the beginning, I think they were cowbells, but I'm not sure. Probably inspired by, I don't know, the sound of music or something. But another great track by them. We played some material from them last week. And this is from the Shopping Parade 7-inch on the Subway Organization label. While it's rotating in the background, let me just flip a little switch here so then we don't have to hear that anymore. And let's play another track. By a band that we played last week. I already mixed them up earlier. This is The Primitives, and the track is called Really Stupid.
You're too loud, you're really stupid. Stop your saying it's really stupid.
I love 7 inches with those holes in the middles where you actually have to use that thing that comes with your record player that normally stays in the back. But this time I needed it for this 7-inch because it's actually a Dutch pressing. This is on the Megadisc label, a label that was affiliated to the store Boudisc. That I'm sure if you've been in Amsterdam, you've been in Boudisc at some point in your life. Unfortunately, the store doesn't exist anymore. The Megadisc label was one of their labels that they released all kinds of stuff for the Dutch market on, and a lot of it was independent stuff from England, like this 7-inch by The Wooden Tops, Move Me, and the B-side Do It Anyway, from their first album. And their stuff originally was released in the UK on Rough Trade. And let's see if we can cram as much music in the show as we can. So no more talking. We're going to go straight to another track. And this is a flexi disc on the English label Sarah Records. I always thought one of the best labels names for a label that you can get. This is Sarah number 5. It's a flexi disc that came with a 22-page fanzine, I think. It's kind of a weird thing. Anyway, the band is called Another Sunny Day, and the track is called Anorak City.
Thank you.
This is what's underneath all that noise on the album of The Jesus and Mary Chain. That's who this track was by. Of course, you must know that. And if you don't know that well, then what are you doing listening to this show? This was You Trip Me Up, the acoustic version. And you can hear that underneath all that 15,000 layers of guitar noise is a 3-minute beauty, a 3-minute diamond of a perfect pop song. And that's how we like them. And let's play something similar to that from about the same time. Actually, I think it's a little bit later, maybe 1 or 2 years later. Another band that could do this almost, it seems, with no effort at all. This is The House of Love from their first album. And this was also their first single, Christine.
Talking to me, Christine, Christine. Such a sense of loss, and the baby cried, Christine, Christine. And the whole world dragged us down. We'll be right back.
Fucking hell, it's Fred Titmus. Hell, it's Fred Titmus. From Transylvania, Stevie Nicks books about kleptomania. Johnny looked out of his bedroom window and shouted to his mom, Fred Titmus.
Bam, there it ends. It's a pure poetry. That's all I can say about this track. Fucking hell, it's Fred Titmus by, of course, Half Man, Half Biscuit from the Back in the DHSS album. And like I said last week, any chance I get to play a track from this band, I will take it. They were, of course, big John Peel favorites as well. I think they did about 10,000 Peel sessions, and they would have probably done 20,000 if it was possible. But fantastic, fantastic band. Speaking of Peel favorites, let's play another one. And they are also, like Half Man, Half Biscuit, very high on the list of cool band names. This is from the original NME C86 compilation cassette that gave name to this two-part Cosmic Overdrive special. The track is called Run to the Temple, and the band name is Bogshed.
Lay the knife on the table. down by the harbor, standing all alone. I felt my heart grow heavy as a stone. I watched the swans in the diesel river and struck a match and watched it burn against the night.
In a perfect world, this would be number one, and this is what all young kids would be listening to, rather than a lot of the trash that is in the charts these days, and actually also in those days. The times haven't changed a damn thing. The Weather Prophets and Almost Prayed from a 7-inch on Creation Records, and actually the Weather Prophets were in England. I think they made the charts several times, so a little bit of justice was done, so to speak. Anyway, there was actually a very small a period in time when this kind of music was in a lot of the charts. Probably, I don't think it was in Holland, of course, because, we don't have much taste when it comes to this kind of stuff. But in the UK, they have a bit more when it is when good music is concerned. And this band stormed the charts in 1988, 89, 90, and stormed out almost just as fast afterwards. They it was I don't know, there must be a proverb for that. They came quick and they went even quicker, but well, those are usually the most interesting bands. The track is called She Bangs the Drums, and the band is The Stone Roses.
I hate my soul.
Yeah.
It gives me literally goosebumps to hear this track again. The best New Order track that New Order never made. The Beloved and 100 Words. Their first 12-inch on, I have no idea what the label is called, Flim Flam Productions, but I have no idea, maybe their own label. I don't know, I haven't heard anything else released on there. And The Beloved, of course, would a few years later. This first 12 inches from 86. They would later make, when all that Medchester stuff became popular, they would be sort of a third-rate Medchester band. But a real, real shame, because I don't know if you can make something like this. You have talent. Anyway, I used to play this over and over again in my younger days, and it's still a fantastic track. Let's quickly throw in some more C86 bands. This is the Darling Buds, and the track is called If I Said on Lazy Records. Is this Lazy Records? No, this is their own label, Darling Buds Records, from 1986. Yes, the queen of the indecipherable lyrics, Elizabeth Fraser of the Cocteau Twins. No. This is obviously an album track, because the album just keeps playing. The track is called When Mama Was Moth. Also, the song titles are always great. From the second album, Head Over Heels. And we have just a few more minutes maybe to play another track. And this is another track where Elizabeth Fraser is the guest vocalist. The last one in this C86 special. This is Felt and Primitive Painters from the Ignite the Seven Canons album. Next week, Cosmic Overdrive 116 and longer tracks. Good night.